Hammer Down Show back on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. You can call or text the show, 765-447-48. Let's go to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. We cannot go into the weekend until we hear from this fine young man, Nate Barrett, all things Purdue basketball and Purdue football. Nate, happy Friday. What's up?
Man, I'm headed to an exciting night of Mustang baseball.
Well, you did mention last week that you spend, because you were talking with Sam King, and you were saying that as much as you would like to be at Wrigley Field, that you spend a lot of time at fields of much smaller capacities for the young people.
Yes, I'm far more familiar with our area Mustang Pinto fields than I am the confines of Wrigley Field lately. But you know what? The older folks, Duff, always tell me, enjoy it while you can.
Oh, yes, because it does fly by extremely fast. And this old guy is telling you that right now, so I know you're embracing that.
We are embracing it. I've had a lot of good advice from mentors to enjoy it, and we are. One of my responsibilities, Duff, is to kind of run the Game Changer app for our coaches. And that's a lot of fun, unless I get behind. And if I get behind and have to undo a few batters, it can be a little nerve-wracking to catch up.
Nate Barrett with us, all things Purdue football and Purdue basketball. And, Nate, I know you were down in Louisville last night, a big event with the Brahms. What happened down there?
You know, a cool event. And John Purdue Club Boys does their on-the-road events around the state and into Louisville and the Chicago area. And last night, just all Brahms all the time, Duff. They had Oscar Brahm there and Brian and Greg and Jeff. And really neat opportunity. And, you know, as you know, they're staying after the recruiting in the Louisville area, and certainly a lot of family and friends down in that area that know them very well, and a lot of those folks turned out. But just, it's really neat to kind of just watch them almost as if they're having a conversation around the family dinner table, and who's the best quarterback and who's the best coach, and all those sort of things, and just the family rivalries. But you see the competitive nature, and what it, you get a little glimpse of what it must have been like to grow up in that house. And all of them are just so competitive, and so it made for a nice evening. Played some Brahm trivia with the crowd, and who were the six teams that Jeff played for, and what teams he was drafted by in MLB, and a little bit of that kind of stuff, and just some general trivia about Oscar as well. But really, Dad steals the show, Duff. He was very good, and obviously very proud of his boys.
I know it was the 49ers. I don't know who else he was with. Can you enlighten us?
Well, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm going to tell you, Stu, Chargers, Niners, Broncos, Tampa Bay, the other one's escaping me.
Was he drafted by the 49ers?
Now, that I can't tell you.
I think he was.
We have to check on that now. Of course, you know he played the famous Let's Play Football. Comes out of the was that Orlando for XFL?
XFL, that was awesome.
Yeah, so that was cool. Now, I didn't know that he was drafted twice. He was drafted by the Expos and by the Cleveland Browns.
Really?
Yes.
Imagine the toss-up there.
You're right.
North of the border for some baseball.
Do I need to go learn French, or do I need to?
Yeah, in Montreal there for a long time. They played. Well, he was probably not that old, but they played outside there for a while there in
Did
Montreal.
They really?
Before they, before they got to Olympic Stadium there. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Did I say Cleveland Browns?
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. I think that's a typo. I think, was that who originally drafted him?
I don't know. Daniel's looking it up. He's munching on an apple, and we're putting him to work here.
He's watching softball. He told me he's in there watching. But anyway.
He's got two screens going right now of softball.
Yeah, he's got softball. It's a tournament. An apple. It's beautiful. But it was just, you know, and then, you know, you get to learn about Brian, they've even debated who throws the best ball of the group. And it was agreed upon that Oscar probably throws the best spiral.
Wow.
Like, to this day.
They still have their turkey bowl every Thanksgiving, or are they too old for that?
You know, they didn't get into that. But they did describe Mom with the big old what do you call it? Remember the handy cams from the 80s and 90s on her shoulder as they're all taping Brian throwing the ball in the backyard and then going in as a family and critiquing his performance and motions. I mean, that's the way they, you know, everybody else is watching America's Funniest Home Videos. They're working on creating film on him in the backyard and then going in and critiquing it inside. So if that gives you a snapshot of what the household was like to grow up in.
Nate Barrett with us, Purdue football and Purdue basketball analyst. I think Daniel's got a note or two here about Coach Bra.
Yeah, so just to clean up, you were correct. Seventh round of the 89 baseball draft to the Expos. Then he went to pursue both dual sport athlete. Went again to the draft, baseball, fourth round to the Cleveland Indians. Then he went undrafted in the 94 draft for the NFL. And as you know, obviously Chargers, Redskins, 49ers, Buccaneers, Broncos, Browns, Orlando Rage.
So Chargers, he was undrafted by the Chargers.
Well, he was undrafted by everybody. And then
it was
signed
Cleveland,
by the Chargers.
It was Cleveland Indians. I'm getting my signals crossed because I had all that, like, they were bunched together on my script. And it was the Indians and the Expos.
Nate, all I'm picturing when you were talking about that big VHS and you said it was Bob Saget, like on America's Funniest Home Videos, you know, talking about someone running into a porch or, you know, grandpa throwing the ball and hitting mom in the face or something.
Those were great times. But that was a terrific show.
Absolutely. I still like that show.
In fact, I had a moment like that a few months ago on one of those hoverboard things where I about bit it in my kitchen. And I was thinking of that show as I was pulling on the refrigerator door not to end up at the end of the cycle here. But it was a cool event, guys. And it was, you know, a lot of times they do a round robin with coaches. You know, they'll bring in Painter, Shondell, and Versip, and they'll bring in the Brahms as well. But this was all the Brahms in Louisville on a rooftop setting, just enjoying the night as a family with some of the great Purdue fans from Southern Indiana.
So Nate, with one of the topics we've been talking about, with these numbers coming out and getting to these actual, you know, NFL combine or NBA combine, a lot of guys get their feelings hurt because everyone we know, 6'1", 200 pounds, runs a 4'5". What is your height?
My height?
Yes.
The official height, not the embellished height.
The official.
The unembellished is 5'10".
And what do you tell everybody?
5'10 and a half. I go with the half.
How about the weight?
Oh, weight's doing a little better. We're going down from 199 to about 195.
There you go.
Doc told me last year, he said, go ahead and lose 10 for me. So I'm 5'10".
You're taking it slow.
I'm taking it slow. I have transitioned to the spring oatmeal diet in the morning. So we've cut out McDonald's. We're going for the oatmeal.
Yeah, oatmeal's. Oatmeal's some good stuff.
So, Nate,
low-burning carbs.
One of the things, obviously, with this, you know, the combine and everything like that, where do you see – is Carson going to get into that first round?
So, you know, our friends at JC Online posting that good video of him, I was impressed to see how many media folks were around him. He's talked to 7 or 8 teams. If you guys hadn't watched that video, I'm sure you have, but talked to Miami, he's talked to Golden State. You know, he said, you know, a lot of things that you would expect that all the combine guys say, but I think the other thing that stuck out to me was teams talking to him about whether they see him as a 1 or a 2 and the asking him questions about distributing the basketball, which everybody knows what he can do in terms of creating his own shot. But I think, you know, when you look at his size and his speed and what the NBA needs and the type of league that it is, we all watched a lot of his games. And then the question mark would be, can he continue to develop at distributing the basketball and not just have completely that shooting guard mentality?
Nate Barrett with us, Purdue basketball and football analyst on the Wings Etc. Hammer at Hotline. And Nate, do you think for Carson, is it a better fit for him to go to a team that's you know, deeper in that first round, that'd be a more experienced playoff team, or should he be going to a team where he might be jumping in there from, you know, from game one and getting a lot of PT?
Well, I think it'd be nice if he could get in action right away, and again, you know, stun some people with what he was able to do. Although you think back on Etuan, And, you know, Etuan was just played his role, got better defensively, and then 3-4 years into the league, you know, he's able to get that big contract. But it's just, you're scared still for Carson just because there's so many great guards out there already in the league fighting for those spots. I'd like to see him play right away. I think he's a guy that as he picked up that pace and got in there very quickly, I think he could surprise some people. He just, like a lot of NBA guys, you hear a lot of Purdue people talk about Brian Cardinal got into the right spot and was able to have a long career. If Carson could just land in the right spot at the right moment, or get a GM that really, you know, it helps a lot to have a GM that believes in you. You know, Drew ran into that situation at San Diego, and then he passed away, and Drew had to move on and got a great opportunity at New Orleans. But if you've got a GM, the player personnel people really buy into you and what you can do, that can go a long way.
And Nate, we talked about this, me and Kyle, on the morning drive. A thing that I'd like to get your opinion on, you know, Cleveland with Beilein being there and Beilein knowing Carson very well, having the fifth pick, and then that 26th pick that they got from Houston could be really interesting to me.
Yeah, that would be something. The whole Beilein discussion is fascinating on a lot of levels, and you wonder what all went his thought process. You guys probably saw his dissatisfaction with some of the things going on in NCAA college basketball, but also you go, is there kind of a Brett Bielema effect there where other than winning it all, you realize that maybe you've done about all you can do at Michigan? He's really covered ground very well there, and maybe late in his career looking for one more new mountain to climb. But that would be wild if he took a chance on our boy Carson.
Yeah, it'd be cool. We'll definitely keep an eye on that.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
I'm sure he and Matt would talk about it first.
Yes. Almost as cool, too, as just seeing this feeding frenzy for what's going to happen now in Ann Arbor, who's going to replace Coach Beilein. That's going to be fun to watch, too, here in the next couple of weeks.
You know, one of your guys' counterparts in the media world, Dan Dockich, I think tweeting out that he'd look at Thad Matta. And, you know, we know Thad had some things going on health-wise and left there, but the guy still can get to a Final Four. He knows what he's doing. He'd be an interesting guy to look at. But, yeah, a very coveted job there at Michigan. Still a lot of good tradition in that job, and John just did an outstanding job from where it was when he walked in. So that is going to be very interesting to see. He leaves some huge shoes at Michigan.
Nate, always great to catch up with you on a Friday. We appreciate it. As always, have a great weekend.
Well, I'll try to give you an update next Friday from Mustang Baseball.
Yes, sir. We can't wait.
All right, see you guys.
Nate Barrett, Purdue basketball and football analyst.